We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. My name is Ty Hildenbrand. Joining me, as always, over there in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, the one, the only, Dan Rubenstein. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. Man, one episode after I said you're going Illinois, you just flip it. You're really keeping me on my edge of my seat.
You got to keep you on your toes.
I love it. I'm pretty good. It's sunny day. It's going to be sunnier later in the week. I've been playing some tennis. I find myself having to make runs to drugstores before playing tennis in anticipation of our washed list 2021, which, can we do that? Is that a bonus show we can do in July when like the Groza and Ray Guy and Doak watch lists come out ahead of the season? I think there's plenty more on that bone in terms of washed up things that people can submit and we can.
Yeah, I was going to say washed being things that indicate that you are washed up. You're old.
This morning, and then we're going to get to our show. I promise I'm not going to derail any further. This morning, because I don't eat during the morning, I wait until about noon every day. I just eat two meals a day and I just feel better doing that. I debated like, ooh, should I make myself some eggs or something? Because I am so sore and I know you're not supposed to take Advil on an empty stomach. And that's where I was this morning. Scrambled eggs for Advil. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I am Ty. He is Dan. SolidVerbal.com is our website. Don't forget to go on out to all of the social platforms. Dan, you know them. It's Twitter. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. We've got a YouTube channel. We've been posting content out there. Also, Verballers.com. Hello. Welcome to all of our new Verballers, all of our new Patreon subscribers. We do post some bonus content out there. Again, at Verballers.com, we have an off-topic show coming up, which you might want to check out if you go on out to verballers.com. That will be dropping, I guess, later this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the topic?
We have not figured that out yet. We're recording this a little bit earlier than
usual. We
have
a master list to choose from, but no, we haven't landed on what we want to do.
Also, solidverbal@gmail.com. If you have anything that you'd like to get off your chest, like to write in, like to tell us, like to give us feedback. Otherwise, you know the drill. Follow along on all of your podcasting apps of choice. If you are ever so inclined, please do leave a review. As we start pushing into July, Dan, that's when we're going to start talking preview content. So,
yes,
despite the fact that we did a So Now What series where we look back at 2020, despite the fact that we're doing the Hard Sell miniseries now where we're comparing and contrasting some recruiting rivals, before long, we're going to be into the real teeth of the preseason, talking all things preview time. I'm very excited for that. We're not there yet. Trying to contain myself.
Please do.
Doing my best to not get excited about what feels like is seemingly trending towards more of a normal season. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. I did see my home state fully opened up today. Dodger Stadium's going to be fully open for a game tonight. So, I'm feeling the vibes, Ty, however many thousands of miles away. I'm feeling good things in the air.
Good vapors. Is,
we were not able to say for a long time there. So I'm really excited and hopeful and optimistic on that same page as you are.
All right, let's get to our show. All right, Dan, you know the deal. We're calling this the Hard Sell miniseries. No, you did not score that. And wear your Phineas hat. What is that from again?
Super Nintendo College Football of some kind. I found it.
What was that game?
Made me laugh.
I'm trying to remember, like, what was that game?
I can look it up for you. SNES College Football. Google.com is always your friend.
It does not SNES. Ring a bell.
College Football USA 97.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's another one called NCAA Football. So it's one of those, but it's not a NCAA football with a year. It's you can have it for between $3 and $12 on eBay. Are you inclined? I don't know. But
wow.
Okay. Those are your options. I mean, it looks like the NCAA one has a license. I'm looking at, you know, Clemson as a visiting team against South Carolina. College Football 97, unclear, but it looks like maybe a Tommy Frazier on the front.
Wow. That's a
it's
deep
an EA
cut, man.
Game.
That's a
it's
deep
an
cut.
EA, yeah, it's the precursor. So, I don't know. It's fun to me, and that's all that matters.
Here is the deal. Hard Sell is about you taking a team, me taking a team, each of us recruiting on behalf of a school, trying to pull in a fictitious player. Last time around, we had Gunnar Simpson. He was a five-star quarterback recruit out of suburban Atlanta. I think the jury has spoken, and Gunnar Simpson is the newest commit to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Is that true?
I think that's what I'm finding out there.
Wow, yeah. Congrats to Gunnar on his future transfer to wherever he ends up. But that's awesome. Good for him.
Actually, I have
Hard
no
decision.
Idea. Most people who wrote in said that they thought you won. They thought I did a good job, but
yeah.
they could not.
In a more difficult spot. Yeah.
They could not get past the fact that your argument is just, you just have more to work with. And totally. So with that being said, as the backdrop, I feel like I am in a similar position today because we're going to be recruiting an edge rusher, a defensive end. I'm going to recruit on behalf of Ohio State. You're going to recruit on behalf of your beloved Michigan Wolverines, Dan.
Go Blue. Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. The only ground rule I want to get out ahead of is I, in figuring out how to recruit against you and to sell Michigan and to, you know, bring up certain things about Ohio State, I decided I'm not using anything against you from what you said last episode. Like, okay. I'm not using anything you said in terms of like, oh, this is an important thing for Georgia, and now turning around and saying, well, you said this was important for Georgia, but now you're not saying it's Ohio State. This is completely independent.
In a vacuum.
So I'm not doing that. I don't know if that's a code you're living by, but I am taking each episode in a total vacuum.
Taking life a quarter mile at a time.
Am I saying that because our roles have been reversed? Who's to say? Who's to say?
Yeah, I came into our last recruiting battle with the reverse Michelle Obama, which I told you about.
When I go high, you go low?
And I tried to do that. I think I did it to great effect. This time around, I'm not even going to engage, man. Why should I bother with Michigan? If I'm Ohio State...
So are you just going to be a Marshawn Lynch?
I care about you.
Okay. So you're just going to be like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm just here because we're Ohio State. Is that how you're going to retort everything?
I mean, they've won the last 8 meetings in the game. It's getting to the point now. I hate to say this.
Sure.
It's getting to the point now where it's almost not even a rivalry. I know they've got it on the wall of the Woody Hayes Athletic Complex, but it's getting to the point a rivalry requires some give and take. There's been no take. It's just been all give to Ohio State, Dan. So
okay.
I don't feel the need to really go low to negatively recruit Michigan. I think it's cute that you are also in the market for our defensive end, who we've named him Chase, right?
Chase Chase, a combination, a portmanteau of Chase Winovich and Chase Young, two noted edge rushers of the past few years at both of these schools.
Do we go double Chaz or just Chase Chaz?
Chaz? No, Chaz is only for Charlie, Charles, Chuck. Chase Chase. And also that's what edge rushers do, right? So we're quite literally defining our player's name by what he does, which is chase down quarterbacks.
It's a very literal name. So Chase Chase, where is he from? What's his deal?
Chase is from neither Michigan nor Ohio. We'll say he's from the Chicago burbs, to be local to me. Has no allegiance to Illinois, has no allegiance to Northwestern, Iowa, Indiana, anybody in the Big Ten, is sought after from teams all over the country. And in terms of distance, I think it's like 5 hours to Columbus and maybe 4 hours to Michigan. So nothing dramatically different. And I can answer any specifics about, I don't know, Niles High School or Evanston High or Stevenson High or Deerfield High, Glencoe, which I think Glencoe goes to New Trier. So I can answer any of those questions if you really want to get granular with the suburb. But he's not a legacy of either school. He doesn't have teammates going to one of those programs. He doesn't have some sort of connection to Ryan Day or Jim Harbaugh or any position coach. He is being sought out by the best and has narrowed it to two of the Big Ten powers in Michigan and Ohio State.
What do we know about him as a player? Any comps? Anything we should be aware of?
About 6'4", 245, kind of ideal size and weight, whatever, going into college, where you know he has a great frame and can put on a little bit more muscle, put on a little bit more bulk, as I would say ideally to get him up to, like, you know, between 260 and 270 is where I think
size.
The NFL likes
their
ends and rush ends, whatever, an outside linebacker edge type. So somewhere in there, he's fast, he's lean, like good. He carries his weight well, has some moves coming into college, but isn't, you know, he's still a high schooler. He's not, you know, doesn't have counter moves and hasn't perfected his swim or his rip and dip or anything like that. But
sure.
You can see the potential there because of what he is physically. He plays on the basketball team. He runs track. Like, he is everything you're looking for in an athlete of that size entering into college.
Chase Chase.
Chase Chase.
A
sort of like
specimen.
Bol Bol or Aju Aju.
A specimen, a five-star from suburban Chicago. No allegiance to anybody. And so that presents a very obvious opening for the Ohio State Buckeyes, Dan. Look, Ohio State competes for a national championship every season. Every season, if you go to Ohio State, you're all but guaranteed the experience at a minimum of being in the college football playoff and to showcase your skills on the biggest possible stage in the sport. It's undeniable. Ohio State has been in the playoff 4 out of the 7 years. Undeniable. If you come to Ohio State, if you step foot in the C-Bus, Dan, there's an utter certainty that at least once you're going to have an opportunity to play on that big stage. Additionally, Ohio State, in addition to the pomp and circumstance and the great stadium, Ohio Stadium in the Horseshoe, in addition to the great athletic facilities where they've got sleep pods and cryogenic freezers and all sorts of exciting stuff, they have 50 players in the NFL. 50 players in the NFL. That's only 6 players behind Alabama, who everybody regards as the true football factory in college football. Ohio State's right there. They're getting close. Ohio State knows how to get its top talent ready for the next level, especially at the defensive end position. And I could talk more about this later, but defensive ends, defensive linemen, under the tutelage of one Larry Johnson Sr., who had a long storied career at Penn State before moving west to Ohio State. This is a guy who knows how to coach up his talent, get the most out of his talent. So if you're Chase Chase, if you're 6'4", if you're looking to put on some muscle, if you're trying to develop your moves, if you're trying to get to the league, and if you're trying to do so on a big stage, I don't see how you could go anywhere else other than Ohio State. Your move.
Was that the full pitch?
For now. There's more where that came from, but I'd like to give you an opportunity. I'm not going to talk for 8 minutes like you did.
Oh,
when we were trying to recruit Gunnar Simpson, this is the last time I'll harken back to that previous show. But continue after you, my friend.
No, I think that was, it was dripping with a little bit of arrogance that there's nowhere else to go but Ohio State.
Confidence.
Chase says to himself, I should check out all sorts of places and compare them to each other. And here's Ohio State kind of exuding a little bit of paranoia. Is that what I'm sensing here? That there's nowhere else? A confident school says, go look around. We're confident that we are going to beat anybody out in terms of what we offer. But that's not what I hear from Ohio State. That's wild, Ty. It's an interesting tactic. I'll give you that.
50 players in the NFL exudes a lot of confidence, Dan. We don't need to do a whole lot of selling because the program essentially sells itself. If you want to go out and look, if you want a window shop,
yeah,
if you're gonna go to Ann Arbor, go to a deli, whatever. Whatever they do up there.
Sure.
It's fine. But eventually we know Chase is coming back to the C-Bus.
I really don't like you saying the C-Bus. That's really... This is just Dan editorializing here, separate from this Michigan selling point. Ohio State has built up such a huge recruiting department, and it seems like a waste if the school just sells itself. You know, it appears there is some element of you need to spend a lot of money and compete with some of the best schools around the country, because Ohio State needs to do more than just sell itself. They need the humans to sell. I think it's a totally good point. Ohio State has done a fantastic job developing players, finding themselves in position to get slaughtered in the college football playoff and normally in BCS championship games. That's okay. Ohio State is the premier program, at least for now. But what I'm saying right now, in terms of Michigan, because I'm choosing not to go too low, at least not yet. In terms of Michigan, Michigan's program is a proud program that has a high standard for itself that it has not met recently. We are going to be the first people to tell you that we have a high standard and we have not met it. We are proud of the players that we've developed along the defensive line. Great job. You talk about, up front edge rushers, defensive linemen, Rashawn Gary, Quiddy Pay, Taco Charlton. Josh Uche was drafted pretty highly. Like Michigan, if there's no other position, it's the defensive line, it's the front seven, it's the edge rushers that have gone on to the NFL and succeeded. Now, one of the interesting things to me is, despite not hitting our standard, which we are always striving to surpass our standard, that Michigan is fifth in college football in terms of current players on NFL rosters. Fifth. That's pretty good. It doesn't match with our results. We're always looking to get better, but we're talking about more than Georgia, more than Penn State, Miami, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, USC, Texas. A lot of schools find themselves beneath Michigan, and there's a reason for that. We here at Michigan, we develop players, particularly along the defensive line. And it just so happens that it's not just about football here. Yes, we're bringing you here to play football. Yes, we're bringing you here to develop into a championship caliber defensive lineman. But at the same time, you're going to college in Ann Arbor. I would say it's the best college town in America. If anybody's been to Ann Arbor on a Saturday morning in the fall, they know that there's nothing quite like big time college football town-wise, just like Ann Arbor is. It's just a fact. And Columbus is nice, but Columbus is a city. Columbus, you're pushing a million. Ann Arbor, 120,000. It's what you want. It's a growing, vibrant college town. The academics, it's the number three public university in the country. Now, normally I wouldn't sell you too hard on academics because we are recruiting you to play football. I'm just saying, if you come at it from a 360 holistic viewpoint,
gotta be holistic.
Michigan's a no-brainer.
Gotta be holistic.
Now, you look at some of the alumni that have come from Michigan. Sure, there's Hall of Fame NFL players, there's all pro NFL players, pro bowlers, you know them, I know them, but in terms of the complete package of attending the University of Michigan, again, football's the priority, but even above that priority is football and. We want to win. We have a high standard. We just changed our defensive coordinator. Don Brown is off to Arizona. We hired Mike McDonald, one of the brightest young minds for one of the best defenses in the NFL, coming in to rearrange and reshape, reship, I don't know if that's a term, our defense. And the focal point is that edge rusher. That focal point this year is Aiden Hutchinson, and moving forward, it will be you, Chase. You will see the field early. You will get those invaluable game reps, but you're doing all of it in Ann Arbor. a college town second to none. The food, the culture, the nightlife, once you're 21, the bars, the everything. It's a ton of attractive people if you're into attractive people. And listen, Ty, I've got some names for you because I mentioned that 360 holistic alumni base.
It has to be holistic.
Come on, Ty.
Right? It's
got to be holistic. We're talking about the founder of Google, Larry Page. We're talking about the guy who started Borders, whose last name is Borders. It actually is. Louis Borders and his brother. John DeLorean, you might be familiar with him, got his MBA at Michigan. Iggy Pop, a punk rock legend, pioneer. Madonna. Lawrence Kasdan wrote a couple movies by the name of Star Wars, Ty. Mm-hmm. James Earl Jones, who was, in fact, Darth Vader, did the voice of Darth Vader. Lucy Liu is in every Netflix romantic comedy. Gerald Ford played for Michigan football.
Gerald
many
Ford's
moons ago.
Huge with today's 18-year-olds.
Everybody
huge.
Cannot get enough of old Jerry Ford. We
Love
know
him.
This.
Love him like
David
a
Allen Greer. All sorts of names and all different types of industries and businesses. Michigan is the place to go from becoming a boy recruit into a man champion graduate. Now, we need players like Chase to become champions because we have not, again, gotten to our standard. But we are getting there. We are on the way. And we develop defensive linemen. The defensive linemen are the core, are the rock solid core of what Michigan football does. And you will play early, you will see the field, and you work hard, and you're going to get drafted highly, just like those who came before you.
Did you know that R.L. Stein went to Ohio State?
I have that. I have R.L. Stein and Richard Lewis. So you can be either, you can be in Robin Hood Men in Tights, or you could be the next Goose Bumper.
Kirk Herbstreit, Clark Kellogg, George Steinbrenner.
It's all just sports. There's more to life, Ty.
All right. Well, look, that was cute. I appreciate where you're coming from with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you are right. Ann Arbor is a fine college town. Great place to spend your college years. I do like the fact that in your hard sell, you mm-hmm. openly acknowledge the fact that Michigan has not been meeting its own standard.
No.
Lately.
Because I'm not here to blow smoke, Ty. I'm here to level with you.
I'm not either. If you come to Ohio State, where again, we've had 50 players in the NFL.
Sure.
Where we've had three defensive ends drafted in the top three of the last six NFL drafts, and Joey Bosa, mm-hmm. Nick Bosa, and Chase Young. Another right. namesake, Chase Young.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys who have developed their skills under, again, Larry Johnson, senior.
No, I prefer Larry Brown developing you in the low post.
Different coach.
Yeah.
Don't have to blow smoke. That's mm-hmm. in the public record. Ryan Day, 23-2 as a head coach. His only two losses were in the postseason. Again, these are numbers. This isn't stuff that mm-hmm. I'm making up. This isn't anything other than cold, hard facts.
Right.
Look at recruiting. Recruiting's a little bit more subjective, but across the board, recruiting's been very, very strong. You can learn what it's like to play with and against NFL talent every day in practice.
Sure.
Every day in practice, you're not going to find that level of competition on your own team, on other teams, if you go to a school like a Michigan or Michigan mm-hmm. State, wherever else Chase might be looking.
Don't compare that.
You can play for a national championship every year. As I said earlier, Ohio State has made the playoff four of the last 7 years. You can play for a Big Ten championship seemingly every year. Ohio State's won four titles in a row and five in the last 7 years. So you always have an opportunity to compete for a bigger trophy. Plus, mm-hmm. I know I poo-pooed it. Maybe I was being a little bit over the top. You can play in the biggest rivalry in sports and be on the winning side of that rivalry. How good must that feel to be on the Ohio State side, to know that you've got eight in a row in the bag and 17 of the last 20 against the Michigan Wolverines, Dan.
Sure.
If you want to be part of the rivalry, I can assure you it's better to be on the winning side of that rivalry. And no matter how well Michigan does recruiting, Jim Harbaugh still can't beat Ohio State.
I like that you listed a number of players who are drafted high because you're going to be next on a long list. And that's terrific if that's the place you want to be. But as I know, having recruited a number of top flight players here to Michigan, I see the same trait in all of them. And that's that desire to be the best. And in order to be the best, Ty, you have to beat the best.
And they haven't. They just haven't. They haven't beaten
the best. No, we have not met our standard here at Michigan.
Right.
But what I'm doing is I'm challenging you, Chase Chase, to be that difference maker for the Michigan Wolverines. The feeling you get from becoming the next guy, maybe sitting a couple years and, you know, standing out in practice, whatever it is, there's, you know, there's all sorts of reasons to choose Ohio State. We're getting you on the field in this rivalry game. You're not a rotation guy. You're not a pass rush specialist. If you show out in practice, if you work hard, you will play. If you beat out guys, there are open positions across the field. We did not meet our standard, and every position is open. That means you can come in. You learn the playbook. You hit the weights. You listen to your coaches. You're playing. We're not guaranteeing you anything, but we're guaranteeing you a shot. We're absolutely guaranteeing you a shot. And I did happen to watch some of the tape on your basketball games, on those track meets. I see athleticism that I think we can find a place for you on special teams, maybe running a fake punt, maybe getting into the red zone.
What about quarterback, Dan? What about quarterback?
No, no, that's, I mean, we here at Michigan live in reality, but I'm saying you can get on the field for this offense. And with your length, with your height, with your athleticism, we got packages for you near the red zone. We absolutely can make use of your athleticism. It would be a no-brainer to keep you on the field. You get the best athletes on the team there in those situations. Maybe that 4-minute offense at the end of games can use your athleticism and your size, your aggression. There's a tantalizing amount that we can do with you to maximize, provided you're healthy, provided you're willing. We see big, big things in terms of your usage for the Michigan Wolverines.
Your usage.
Yeah.
Usage. Great recruiting terminology. I appreciate your pitch, Dan.
Sure.
I appreciate what you're trying to do.
But we're talking goosebumps potential. Yeah.
You're punching up a little bit. You have to. I get it. I'm not going to do the novelty bit. Hey, you could play in the Wildcat. Hey, you could be in the backfield. Hey, you could score a touch. I'm not going to do that.
No, it sounds like Ohio State hasn't come prepared.
Do you want to play for a championship, and do you want to get paid to play in the NFL? That's my pitch. If those things are both true, then come to Ohio State. Come to Ohio State. Not to mention all of the stuff that I said earlier about how the proof is in the pudding with this program. Mm-hmm. How it can show out. It can put guys in the league. They've got premier facilities they just updated. New recruits love cool facilities. The Woody Hayes Athletic Center got a $7 million renovation a couple years ago. Right there, front and center, a huge wall dedicated specifically to this rivalry. It includes photos from past games, a video highlight reel, like, you know how we joke about things being on loop all year long? They have that. They built that specifically to get folks ready for the Michigan game. It's that big of a rivalry. And of course, it has the countdown clock. You need the countdown clock so that everybody knows what they're playing for. You got that front stage center to keep you focused on the task at hand, not to mention all the state-of-the-art training facilities. I mentioned the cryogenic chamber. They've got a sauna. They've got anything you could possibly imagine. Golden tee, big buck hunter, like all the cool stuff that you need to wind down after a hard day out on the practice field, getting yourself ready for the task at hand. So facilities are not an issue. Facilities are only going to help amplify your abilities. It's never going to get in your way. Obviously, you're going to have an opportunity to play against the best every day in practice. And then when you finally do get out there, guess what? Your facilities at Ohio Stadium aren't any less cool. Not even close. The Horseshoe, an iconic venue in college football, Dan. A listed capacity of 104,944. Mm-hmm. I understand that that's not as much as the Big House. That's fine. But the way we see it, would you not rather have like 105,000 really satisfied, really happy fans who cheer on a team that they know is going to win, as opposed to 110,000 disappointed fans who know that every time they step foot in the stadium, they're probably going to come out wondering, is this another 8-4 year? I want to be on the side of the Horseshoe. I want to be among the 105,000 screaming fans. Sometimes they could pack it in with 110 too, depending on the game. I want you to be on that field when you've got that crowd cheering your name, rooting you on, knowing that you're going to be the next great thing and that your team is pointed directly towards a national championship.
I'm telling you, you step onto the field at the Big House, Michigan Stadium, you're going to be a difference maker. And that difference is you're a player that we need, that we have developed, that we will continue to develop to be a difference maker in this rivalry game. Now, obviously, we are dozens strong at Michigan pointing towards the same goal, which is winning every game, beating Ohio State into the ground. But we need difference makers because there has not been a difference in the results these past few years, which is unacceptable here at the University of Michigan. Now, I hear a lot about football this, facility this, horseshoe this. I'm talking football and. I'm talking football development. I'm talking about the entire college part of the college experience. Jim Harbaugh is big on this. Now, Jim Harbaugh has not met his standard as a head coach. Coach Harbaugh has gone back to the drawing board to get back to his standard. Renegotiated the contract, went down a little bit. So he is hungry like you are hungry. He is hungry like the team is hungry to change things and flip this car around. I don't know if that's a worthy analogy. We are ready to flip the script on what was a disappointing 2020. And that begins not early on in September. Doesn't begin in fall camp. That begins on the recruiting trail to find players on the same page. Those hungry players to flip that script, who want to get into the weight room, who want to get training in January, February, March. And that's what we see in you. We see a hungry player, desperate to be a difference maker and to build his own name at the University of Michigan. That's what we see. That's what we see. We're making changes. We, you know, Sean Nua has done a fantastic job along the defensive line, helped to develop some NFL players. You mentioned Larry Johnson, another terrific coach. We here at Michigan believe that you are a great fit for us. Jim Harbaugh has coached in a Super Bowl. He has been a successful NFL coach. He has that ability to see in players what they need to develop for the next level. And it keeps happening. Again, Michigan, the fifth largest represented school on the list of most NFL players, on the list of teams that have the most active NFL players. There's a reason for that. Those who leave Michigan have a good shot at being difference makers, not just at Michigan, but the pros.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
There are some rumors that Jim Harbaugh is going to go back to the NFL. You know,
nowhere else he'd rather win if the University of Michigan.
If you've paid any attention to the Harbaugh story in Ann Arbor.
Sure.
Michigan man came back with much fanfare, much excitement, going to rejuvenate the program. He has certainly done a good job. I don't think there's any denying the fact that he's done a good job.
Right.
He has not lived up to that standard. And some of the Michigan community are starting to grow restless. And so, I mean, these aren't my words. This is just what people out there in the world on the Twitter, on the Googles, what they would say about Jim Harbaugh, that perhaps he's not long for Ann Arbor. Perhaps that if you sign on with him, if you go hook, line, and sinker into the Harbaugh way, the Harbaugh mentality, the Harbaugh plan, if such thing does exist, that you could be left without him after year one.
I mean, you're just talking about hot air. We're just having a hot air dissertation, which I guess gets you a degree, right, at Ohio State. But we got it. We have to give ourselves a standard as well here with this. And yeah, you can say that there are rumors. You know why there are rumors about Jim Harbaugh in the NFL? Because he's a desired coach. Because people want to work with Jim Harbaugh. People want Jim Harbaugh coaching his team. And he chooses to coach at the University of Michigan. I don't see that many Ryan Day rumors. I happen to not see the rumors involved with Ryan Day and the highest level of the sport, the NFL. I wonder why that is. I wonder if people see him as a one-trick pony. It's just conjecture. It's just conjecture that he doesn't have the ability to get to the next level, but there is that desire for Jim Harbaugh, that thirst, that hunger for Jim Harbaugh, and he chooses, once again, Tyler, to stay at the University of Michigan when, according to you, he has his pick of the litter at the next level, but he sees Michigan as the place, and so should you.
The hot air comment was pretty good. I like the hot air comment.
Hey, listen, I'm here for it as well. There's just, the thing is, you're selling Chase on, you know, this Ohio State defense and all these guys that have developed and all these all pro types, the Bosa brothers and Chase Young, all these guys who have made a difference, you know, on draft night and in the NFL. I wonder why Ohio State's defense keeps moving in the wrong direction. I wonder why the results aren't there. I wonder why Ohio State is lit up by a school like Indiana. I wonder why the defense is lit up by a school like Alabama, a great Alabama team, but lit up. Right. This Ohio State defense is trending into a direction. Now, again, I'll be the first one to tell you the Michigan standard has not been met on defense after 2020. Coach Brown did a fantastic job from 2015 through 2019. But I'm seeing trends with this Ohio State defense that they're not getting the best out of their players. They're not turning the potential of these blue chip players into actual production. This is a team led by its offense this past year to a couple years. The trends are alarming, and I feel a responsibility to let you know that you should be paying attention to not getting to the quarterback and the defense not communicating well, letting plays behind them, you know, not being able to tackle consistently. I hear all this stuff about developing NFL players, and I watched the Ohio State defense last fall, and I think to myself, well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what they're thinking here.
I still would put Ohio State up against just about anybody.
Just about. Yeah. Not Indiana, sir. Respectively, not Indiana necessarily, but just about.
You can make that argument. I'm going to go in a completely separate direction. One thing that you have not covered is the fact that Chase is from suburban Chicago. So perhaps he's gotten used to that big city feel. Columbus, Ohio is the state capital. Mm-hmm. It's the great state of Ohio. Town of about 1 million people. You get access to all the amenities of being in a big city. It's actually the second most populous city in all the Midwest behind your native Chicago, Illinois. So if you like Alabama, if you like Clemson, if you like Ann Arbor, but you want to live closer to modern civilization.
That's how you're describing Columbus. Okay.
You want to have all of the amenities of a big city. Mm-hmm. Come to Ohio State. Why strap yourself? Give yourself as many opportunities as you can, especially in this world of NIL.
Sure.
Where perhaps you're looking for some endorsements that you can use to, you know, help pay some of the bills. Mm-hmm. Columbus is a corporate haven. Big corporations and big companies that are headquartered in the Columbus area.
Can tell me more about all these opportunities in Columbus. Be as detailed as possible and specific. I think Chase would love to know about the modern amenities of Columbus, Ohio.
Well, what we do here at Ohio State is we set up our student athletes in the best way possible. We give them marketing training. We give them media training. We give them all the tools that they need to go onto a website like an Open Doors and figure out what are the best things for my brand? How can I make sure that I am protected when I am entering into some sort of endorsement deal? We do not seek to be that broker. All we can do is provide the tools so that the players out there can go out and make the best decision possible for them. But there's no denying the fact that when you play for a premier institution like the Ohio State University, that there will be plenty of marketing opportunities for you.
No, I'm fascinated to hear more. I look at Columbus, Ohio. I see Big Lots and I see Kroger. So I suppose you can be a ham spokesperson in Columbus, Ohio, which is...
I will pull up the full list. There's a long, long, long list of other companies.
Yeah, no, please. I look forward to it because ham is the fastest growing of the porky cold cuts.
Continue.
TikTok. No, I'm curious. So you're painting Columbus like it's some sort of combination of LA, New York, and Silicon Valley. And so that's why I'd like to know. I mean, obviously, you look at the Fortune 500 companies that have come out of Ann Arbor, and Google, obviously, founded by Larry Page, who was there, and your Domino's Pizza, who've done fantastic recently. There's a lot to love about the connections in Ann Arbor.
Ooh, Wendy's headquarter of some sort in Columbus area. I believe Abercrombie and Fitch.
Whoa. Is Chase Chase committing in the early 2000s?
Is also in the area.
Okay, I understand. Is LFO going to be on his recruiting trip? On his official visit? Will they show up? The light funky ones?
JP Morgan Chase? They can't be headquartered in Columbus, can they?
It's not headquartered.
Nationwide?
No, it most certainly
about Nationwide?
Is not.
They're on your side?
Oh, you know teenagers and their love of Nationwide.
Limited brands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look at this. This is like New York City.
Uh-huh. That's what people are saying.
State Farm?
That's what people are...
That can't be the headquarters for State Farm. I was not as prepared for this section of the argument as I should have been, but there are a lot of companies in Columbus. I know a lot of people who live in Columbus.
No, all I can tell you is you want to go to college. You want to be in a college town. And that's the nice thing about getting away from the Chicago and Chicago burbs is it's still a bigger college town. And you have the ability to travel really easily throughout the Midwest, throughout the country, internationally, whatever. But Ann Arbor is second to none. You know, I mean, talk about Zingerman's. You talk about all sorts of restaurants. You talk about the culture, the nightlife. Ann Arbor is fantastic. You can be whatever you want to be in Ann Arbor.
Okay. Be whatever you want to be in Ann Arbor.
Yep.
Look at that.
It's true. Listen, Ty, this is Dan editorializing here. This is not the recruiter of Chase Chase.
Yeah.
I think Columbus is a pretty good place. I've been to Columbus multiple times. I've enjoyed myself there. But putting my Michigan recruiter hat back on, Ann Arbor is just something special.
Ann Arbor's cool. I was in Ann Arbor one time. Never been to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Ann Arbor one time for a Penn State Michigan game. The weather was awful. Rain the whole time.
It happens.
When I met camera guy Dave for the first time. And I've told the story a million times. I also saw an arcade burn down.
A literal arcade fire.
I saw the literal arcade fire as Pinball Pete's burnt down the one, I guess, Saturday night I was in town. But Ann Arbor's a really cool place. I would love to go back when the weather doesn't suck. Because that was
great.
That was a disappointing experience due to the weather. Otherwise, a really cool place. I'd love to go to the Horseshoe. I'd love to go see a game there as well. And I've heard great things about the Ohio State experience, but it almost pains me to say these negative things about Ann Arbor because I really enjoyed my time there.
Okay, hats back on. And the other thing about Michigan, too, is there's just an emotion about Michigan football. I mean, the interstate rivalry with Michigan State, of course, Michigan and its rivalry with Notre Dame. There is just something big time about Michigan football and the teams that they play and the energy between those teams, the stages that those games are played on, the history of those games. And Ohio State's fantastic, but... What emotion do you have tied up in Clemson? What emotion do you have tied up in Alabama? What do you know? It's going to the playoff to lose, whereas Michigan is trending in that upward direction, and it's trending that way because we are signing players like you.
I'm Earth. Have we met? Michigan trending up? Is this new? Should I play the Michigan breaking news sound?
Michigan has a 5-star quarterback entering the fold. Michigan has recruited really, really well, especially on defense. You'll be playing with premier players from across the country. You know, the safety, Dax Hills from Oklahoma, the linebackers that have been coming through Michigan. You look at Devin Bush and Jake Ryan, all sorts of players. You are playing with fantastic NFL caliber players, no different than you are at Ohio State, but you're that difference maker. You're that difference maker.
Well, let me close on this.
Please.
Ohio State has a longstanding tradition. As you know, the best damn band in the land goes out there and they write Ohio in script out on the field. And it's a tradition. It's an honor, frankly, for one of the fourth or fifth year sousaphone players to go out there and dot the I.
Sure.
And on occasion, sometimes it's a celebrity.
An R.L. Stein.
An R.L. Stein, if you will. Who goes out there and gives the crowd goosebumps by dotting the I. I'm not telling you, Chase, that you're going to be able to dot the I.
Wow. Oh, here we go.
You are every bit as important to our defensive line moving forward. You're every bit as important to our defense moving forward. You're every bit as important to our national championship hopes moving forward. We need you to be on that line. We want you on that.
What are you doing?
We need you on that line.
I think this is a mixed message, is what I'm getting here. Because you,
I lost
you
my train of thought, man.
You opened your pitch with Ohio State sells itself, and you were very short, a very truncated approach to recruiting Chase. Where I'm telling Chase, I'm telling you, there's so many different things at Michigan for you. Michigan's going to feel like home for you because you can find your pursuit in addition to thriving on the football field. And you're telling him, well, Ohio State sells itself, but also you're going to be as important as a sousaphone player. I'm just lost in this, Ty. I just am.
Right. Do we know if Chase Chase
trying to take it all in.
Do we know if Chase Chase has ever won any state championships? Because if he hasn't, he will feel at home. At Michigan.
Sure.
I feel right at
home. I don't have that information in front of me. I don't have his docket.
All right. Write in. SolidVerbal@gmail.com. Let us know. I was going so good there until the very end. I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, well, I mean, winnings for closers, you know? You fumbled that message on the 1 yard line. I don't know. What can you count on with Ohio State?
SolidVerbal@gmail.com. Let us know
know who did a better job selling, not who where you would go. My question to you, Ty, is would you have changed anything about my pitch? Did I omit anything that I should have included about why a prospect should go to Michigan?
I was thinking as you were making the argument that it was definitely one approach. It was a creative approach to steer into the shortcomings of Michigan
by self-awareness.
Yeah, and that's humanity. Important. I think that's important. By saying that we have not lived up to our standard. I don't know if I would have chosen that phrasing for it. I might have said, we know there's room for improvement. This is why we're recruiting you. Maybe not so much we haven't lived up to our standard, but the spirit of what you were doing, I thought was creative.
Well, I think standard establishes that, you know, Michigan is a place that expects to win on a national level.
I thought that was a good approach. Okay. It could have been a little bit better wordsmith, but all in all, pretty good argument. Pretty good argument.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Ohio State side?
I would have gone bigger into the, like, we already know Ohio State is an NFL factory. We already know about Chase Young and the Bosa brothers and all these defensive linemen and linebackers and, you know, Larry Johnson being this legendary defensive line coach. I would have gone at it with a, here's what you don't know about Ohio State. And I, you know, they have the like Real World Wednesdays, right? Isn't that a thing at Ohio State where they like, they bring in speakers because Ohio State gets pigeonholed as a football factory. We're so much more than a football factory. We're looking out for, you know, this is a 40-year plan, not a 4-year plan. And you didn't go into that as much because that's selling, you know, mom and dad.
Right.
That's selling the family of the like, okay, we're not just looking out for your son's, you know, as a four technique or something like that. We're looking out for your son's brain. We're looking out for your son's future. That's what, like, I would have gone with the, like, for like, I would have literally flipped that script and say, look, you've seen us on the national stage. You know what we're about from a football perspective. We develop young men to be excellent football players that thrive here and at the next level. I would have gone into, here's what you don't see about Ohio State football. That, I think, is the move. Now, it's not difficult to out-recruit Michigan or Penn State or any other Big Ten challenger, even national programs you're competing against. Like, I mean, Ohio State's going into Texas and plucking top guys. But that, I think, is a differentiator, potentially, because you know Michigan's going to sell academics and the recruit and the alumni network, things like that. Here's Ohio State's ability to enter into that part of the conversation. But again, it's not difficult to sell Ohio State. Just from a football perspective.
It's not. No. All right.
But that's how I would have rounded it out into like a more broad selling point, sales pitch.
What is going to be our next pairing?
I'd like to dip into a different tier in terms of rivalry or brand. I'm into Oklahoma State TCU. I'm into USC.
Are you going to make me
USC,
recruit on
Oregon?
Behalf of TCU, aren't you? That's what you're going to
do.
Sure,
why not? Yeah. Okay. You want to do that next?
I'll do
TCU,
it.
TCU, Oklahoma State?
This is going to reel me back into TCU. I'm going to recruit myself back to a school.
TCU is...
That has... Yeah.
I'm selling Mike Gundy, which is not... So, I think the better option is TCU for sure in terms of ease of selling. But I'll dig into Oklahoma State and I'll see what I can find. I mean, we love Pistol Pete. So, yeah, I think that's going to be our next hard sell. TCU versus Oklahoma State.
And
two teams.
What position?
Who are. I think wide receiver, because I think each of them have interesting alumni. In terms of NFL draft, in terms of systems, in terms of names, I think wide receiver. But if you want to do safety, if you want to
do wide out.
Okay.
Do wide out. It's a little bit of an uphill battle from the TCU side, but I think.
No, Josh Doctson was just drafted pretty high, was he not?
He was drafted high. He went absolutely nowhere.
Well, he got hurt.
Jalen Reagor has been another disappointment thus far.
But they got drafted high.
Drafted high.
That's life-changing money.
Well, let's think a little bit more about name. We will come armed on the Tuesday show with more names to pick from and to recruit to our respective
schools. Pac-12, you could do like a UCLA, ASU, or you could do USC, Oregon. Something like that. USC, Oregon. And I'll take USC. How about that?
Oh, man. Okay.
I kind of wanted to do Michigan Penn State for this one, and I would take
Penn
State.
You would take Penn State. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
I think that's more interesting.
All right.
So I'm happy to take USC and USC versus Oregon and in the ACC. I don't know if we do Florida State, Miami. That I think is potentially quite interesting. I don't know. Could do North Carolina and Clemson.
Well, look, we've got a few more of these that are planned. Obviously, if there is important news to discuss, we'll do what we did on Tuesday and we'll talk about that instead. And we'll come back to this. We are building towards the 2021 season where we start doing previews and start talking about games and hopefully get back to some sense of normalcy, yada, yada, yada. You know the drill there. But write in. Let us know your thoughts on which recruiting rivalries, either real or real for the purposes of the podcast, that we should focus on.
No, I'm almost positive Oklahoma State TCU are battling out for a number of recruits.
All right. Well, cool. Again, solidverbal@gmail.com is the email address. Look us up on social. Don't forget to follow along on your podcasting apps of choice. And head on out to verballers.com where we post all of our bonus content. We've got some bonus content that is dropping by the end of this week.
So I'm looking at Ohio State alumni to see if you... forgot anybody. Did you look this up beforehand?
No, I didn't.
So R.L. Stein and Richard Lewis, of course, we talked about. So non-sports. Well, there's a porn star. Yeah, we have a couple senators. Okay. That counts. That went to Ohio State. We've got a governor there. We've got, look, Rick Ocasek from the Cars. Come on, Ty. Very skinny.
Tate Martell, also on the list here. Interesting. Okay.
Ed Sable. Come on, NFL Films. That counts.
For
that's impressive.
That guy over there, my good friend, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildebrand, thanks so much for downloading, for listening, for supporting the show. We will talk to you all soon. In the meantime, stay solid.
Peace. Oh, hold on. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond got her bachelor's in 1980.